This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Together, let's keep it together here. Our visits when it comes to your health and well-being are well noted. Hundreds of radio stations around the country carry Good Day Health every weekend because they're interested in the focus of its two major contributors, Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus in another hour. Dr. Ken is here now from Lake Cardiology, one of the preeminent cardiologists in our country, because he focuses not just on fixing people and their heart problems and their cardiological system, circulatory system problems, but he's a preventologist. Ooh, I like that. Just thought about that.
Not a proctologist.
No, no. I could never see you. Your brother is a urology doctor, though, right?
Urologist.
Urologist, yeah. So maybe they do. They do proctology. They do.
That's a different part of the body.
Yes, it is. All right. All right, so no proctology here, although we talk about anything. Yeah, prevention. But I said preventologist because I thought that was...
Is that a word?
No, I don't know whether there is or isn't. We just made it one.
Sounds good.
Take it to the bank. So one of our main jobs here is to have Ken go through the medical journals every week and give us the relative impact of the research that has been done. For example, here's a new study on blood pressure management, which is right up your wheelhouse as a cardiologist, and how it preserves one's brain. This, again, if you'll pardon the pun, is a no-brainer, it would seem to me, because the brain can't function without having the blood that is necessary for life throughout our body, right?
Exactly. And you taught me a new word. Preventologist is a word.
Put that up on the office wall.
I did. It's a great word. Anyway, let's get back to how we can all prevent what is of great concern to most of us, not getting Alzheimer's disease. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association just this week. We know that midlife high blood pressure, it can lead to mild cognitive impairment. That's the ability to think and remember, and also to dementia later in life, Doug. The news this week is that intensive blood pressure control reduces the risk of developing mild cognitive impairment and dementia. So what's this intensive blood pressure control? So if you have high blood pressure, the more effective target is a systolic, that's the top number, below 120, instead of a target of what we had talked about in the past of 140, lately 130, but below 120 or below is where you want to be if you want to do the best to prevent dementia and cognitive impairment.
All right, so I want to know why.
Well, less damage to the circulation to the brain.
But under the circumstances, tell us the, if you will, the relationship of the diastolic and the systolic and why we measure the way we measure.
The systolic is the squeeze of the heart, the contraction, the compression. The diastolic is the relaxation pressure. And if you get your top number below 120, you don't even have to think about your bottom number because it's going to be fine.
All right. So I'm walking around trying to fix a couple of things here in the studio.
Get your blood pressure down.
Well, the blood pressure, you know my blood pressure better than anybody other than me.
Good.
It's normally 110 or less.
Excellent.
Over 70 or less.
Excellent.
So at that point, is there anybody that can you live normally? It seems to me the reason I'm asking this is the window is narrowing on what one would consider healthy blood pressure. If it goes too low, it's not good because you don't get blood everywhere. If it's too high, it forces pressure on the vessels and perhaps in that way either they expand or they explode.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to measure it correctly. We're talking about baseline blood pressure. When you've rested 5 to 10 minutes, you're doing it yourself at home, you're mentally and physically fully rested. So these are baseline blood pressures. And the goal is, and you recognize this correctly, the goal just keeps getting lower and lower. The studies show more effectiveness. And what we're recommending in general today to people is to the top number under 130, the bottom number under 80. But what it really appears is that you want that top number probably between 105 and 120. That's what the latest studies are showing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how do they get to these numbers? What are they studying to come up with these conclusions?
Your blood pressure, and then they're following you up over many, many years.
So this is doctors reporting what's going on with their patients.
Yeah, exactly. This is clinical research. This is not guessing. This is not intuition. This is hard work and studying many, many patients and taking part of the group down to under 140 and the other half of the group down to under 120, and then following for many years and seeing who gets less dementia, who gets less cognitive impairment. Mm. Hard work for this kind of work.
Yep. Well, you're participating in your office at Lake Cardiology down in Florida with a lot of these research.
Absolutely, this is effort, and that's why you know it's not intuitive. It takes work to prove these things. So when we prove these things, that's why we get excited and report them. And it's, when it's published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, very high standards of good research to get published there. So this is a big breakthrough. This is important news.
One of the things that people will respond to me, and I think to you or to your staff, is how secure, because you psychologically, emotionally, and physically deal with people's illnesses or potential illnesses, and I think people will feel safer with you. And with that, I urge those who are listening who want to have a very unusual experience with a doctor who will show you that he cares. He doesn't care because he has to. He cares because he wants to. That's his M.O. So should you ever be in the Central Florida region or you want to make a special trip to see Ken, I'd tell you it would be a worthwhile trip. Call the office, 352-735-1400. A lot of people listening to us locally in the greater Orlando area take advantage of that opportunity, and why not? It's 352-735-1400. You will spend your time wisely if you spend it with Dr. Ken. Again, Lake Cardiology is 352-735-1400. 13 and change after the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest events. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. love. It's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, back to our conversation. The one of the things that happens as we have these conversations is they get turned into a podcast, which you can hear every week at gooddayhealthshow.com. They are archived, they are in order, and there is a description of each conversation. For example, the most recent archived conversation with Ken is a discussion of why hepatitis A is now front page news and how you can avoid getting it. Also a conversation about studies that show the link between red meat and breast cancer in women. Osteoarthritis treatment drugs, now known to be responsible for heart problems. Ken certainly on the front line of that and talks about that with a credible angle that you'll want to hear at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, in this current podcast, there's a discussion about new high-tech equipment that Ken has in his office. He described it. Any good cardiologist ought to have all of this high-tech equipment. They don't often because it is expensive by definition. It's a very important thing, though, to get the latest. If you really want to know what's going on in your body, that's why I like sending people to Ken, because not only does he have the intellectual tools, but he has the physical tools to go through your body and figure out what the heck is going on, or if anything's going on. Maybe nothing. You've got nothing to worry about. It's good to have peace of mind. You'll get that from visiting with Ken. Again, the number in the office is 352-735-1400. And the way, also on this current podcast, Ken has his weekly shot at recreational marijuana use. It's always all the good ideas. Focus on your good health and well-being. Get the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The whole business of exercise is such an important thread to our conversations here every week. And now another good reason for you to be focused on what you're doing with your body and how it affects everything. It isn't just the muscles that benefit, but you've got this study on, and who would have thought, frankly, connecting the dots. The body is so connected that if you are exercising well, it'll have an impact on the possibilities of you getting colorectal cancer or not. Right?
You have pointed out in the past, Doug, about how it's amazing how there are certain trends each week. And I am amazed this week how much in the exercise medical journals information there is about exercise this week. It's amazing. And here you have, as you say, unexpected, in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, this good news that walking and other light workouts may help to extend the survival time of people with advanced colorectal cancer. Advanced colorectal cancer patients, Doug, who perform low-intensity exercise 4 or more hours a week, they have close to a 20% reduction in cancer or death.
Yeah. Well, that's very, very significant. And is this something new? Do you think this has been brewing? Do you think this has been on the back burner and moved to the front burner now?
Suspected, but never proven.
Mm-hmm. Really? All right. Well, listen. Here's something else when it comes to the cancer department. Blood cancer and how you get it. That's always been a mystery to me. How do you get things like blood cancer?
Well, the news this week is a lot of it's genetic. This is out of the medical journal, Blood. If a close relative has had blood cancer, you are more likely to get it. This is the conclusion of the largest and most comprehensive population-based evaluation to date of blood cancers in first-degree relatives of affected individuals. This involves certain lymphomas and disorders of red cells, platelets, and white cells.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, we'll pause for a minute now. We need to think about some of these things and what they all mean. Thanks to listener Lynn Conklin for checking in. He's a fan of Good Day Health. Lots of things. People are helped a lot, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes we don't always get the feedback, but we're here to help, and that's what it's all about. So, Lynn, good luck to you. Congratulations on getting better. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken at 21 after the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Doug here. I haven't got a license. He does. That's all right. I learn and listen, and you can too. Good Day Health Show podcast. Check them out, gooddayhealthshow.com. So one of the things that we'll have in a future podcast is this focus on what happens if you nap incessantly. And I just, when I looked at this at first, I got concerned. I said to Ken off the air, I nap. I try to take a nap a half hour or so every day if I can. That's not what this is about, right?
Exactly. This comes out in the medical journal, Alzheimer's and Dementia. If you often find yourself dozing off during the day, this new research suggests it might be an early warning sign that you have Alzheimer's disease. This is where it gets interesting. Areas of the brain that keep you awake during the day are damaged in the early stages of this memory-robbing disease, which is why people with Alzheimer's may nap excessively long before they start to struggle with forgetting things.
All right, so I'll connect the dots a little better for us here. Will you please? Why would it be that naps are an indicator of Alzheimer's maybe coming along, or their Alzheimer's causes you to nap and lose your sort of conscious approach to things?
Well, we can get into the weeds a little bit, but in the past, we thought this substance called amyloid was what destroyed the brain and led to Alzheimer's disease. But for decades, treating this amyloid has really led to no effective treatment.
What is amyloid? Is it,
It's a material that builds up in the brains of people who have Alzheimer's disease.
Like plaque?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
right. But there's a protein called tau, T-A-U protein, that's recently been discovered also in patients who have Alzheimer's disease. And this tau protein appears to build up early in areas of the brain that are responsible for keeping us awake. There are structures in the brain that work, that fire, that stimulate. And these cells, when they're active, keep us awake. And these awakening areas of the brain seem to be most early affected by the buildup of this tau protein. So it seems like from this observation, well defined and well confirmed, that people who have early unexpected napping seem to be an early indicator for ultimately getting Alzheimer's quicker than you would expect. It seems like this tau protein may be a very important part of the development of Alzheimer's, and developing treatments to prevent this tau protein may open up some exciting ways to treat Alzheimer's disease.
All right, so I'm going to get a little philosophical on us.
Okay.
Here, Ken, the thinking of how complex the body is, as you're going through all of this information here and explaining these different proteins and what's in our body. We talk about collagen and that being an important protein, but the subset of what we understand in our bodies that, you know, are part of, I believe, a theory or a theme that nothing happens by accident, that there is a supreme being, if you have to make paint a picture, or there's something that is far greater and smarter than we are. And the more you talk about things like proteins and how they affect our brain and what the body is made of, it just hammers it home for me more than anything else. It's not necessarily scientific, but yet it seems to be something of practical acknowledgement. So I offer that as food for thought. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Okay, so you won't believe this. I mean, I sure couldn't. The deals at Kohl's right now, they're epic. I got the cutest fall tops from Sonoma Goods for Life for $10.99. $19.99 sneakers I can wear everywhere. And I picked up a Keurig coffee maker for less than $100. Amazing, right? I even got some Kohl's cash. So ready to break out all the layers and pumpkin spice everything. It's fall, y'all. Select style, sale ends September 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America somberly remembers 9/11 this weekend, Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News Friday weighs in on the current administration's Afghanistan withdrawal failure.
It dishonored the memory of all of those who served and sacrificed defending our freedom over the last 20 years. And it also set aside the deal that President Trump and our administration had negotiated with the Taliban. Remember, I was in the Oval Office when the president spoke to Mullah Baradar right after we did the deal. And he said to him, we all want to end the violence, but you're not going to harm any Americans, you're not going to become a haven for terrorists, and you're going to work with the Afghan government. Or the president said, if you break the deal, we're going to hit you harder than we have ever hit you before. And you could tell from the tone on the other end of the call that Mullah Baradar knew he meant business.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Biden on Thursday lectured America and then sauntered away from the lectern without taking one question from reporters.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you. I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please, do the right thing.
Science has proven time and time again, one size cannot fit all people, like this high school student on Fox News.
I was a sophomore in high school, and I was paralyzed from the waist down for over a month. I went to several different hospitals, and it was a long, extensive process for me. So when I found out that BYU Hawaii would be mandating this vaccine, I got together with my medical providers, and we decided that it would be best for me not to receive this vaccine because I do not want to relapse and have another episode of Guillain-Barré.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For a continuation, another half hour of information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus and conversation about the news of the day from the world of medicine and how it impacts you. So,
Doug,
those of you... Yes, Ken, did you want to...
You were mentioning before we went to break about the big breakthrough in tuberculosis.
I was curious as to what's going on. There seems to be a new discovery there. What's the story?
There is. The FDA has probably only approved about three new drugs for tuberculosis in the last 40 years, and they just did one this week. Tuberculosis really is a worldwide problem. It's probably the second most common reason why people die from an infectious disease.
Fortunately, because we think in America there's no problem with it at all.
Well, we've done a good job of prevention and of treatment. but it's still worldwide a big problem. And also in America, there's so-called a rare strain that is called treatment-resistant tuberculosis. And to us doctors, very scary, because when this thing arises, it doesn't really respond well to any of the drugs that we have for tuberculosis. And most of the strains respond very well to tuberculosis. The problem with tuberculosis is that it can linger in an individual for a long time, for up to a year even, with mild symptoms, you know, a little cough, a little fever, a little night sweats, and you really don't know what it is. You don't get treated, you don't get evaluated, and then you cough up these airborne droplets, and this bug gets transferred in the air after someone coughs. You live in close quarters, and that's how you infect people. And often people can infect 10, 12 people before they even get diagnosed. But the good news is we have effective treatments for most forms of tuberculosis, but not for one, which is so-called treatment-resistant tuberculosis. The news this week is the FDA approved a new drug. It's called pretominid, P-R-E-T-O-M-A-N-I-D, and it'll be taken with two other drugs have been around, and this seems to be very effective for this lethal strain of tuberculosis. And interestingly, this was developed not in the usual way, but from a nonprofit group that has been trying to treat tuberculosis. They got the rights to this drug in 2002 from Chiron Corporation, and then the Global Alliance for TB Drug Development, or the TB Alliance, acquired the rights, and this is a nonprofit group that developed and got it approved, and it's really good news.
It is good news. I'm not sure whether you consider this to be good news or not. What happens to you if you binge watch television? That is, there are a lot of shows that are around now that have, 8, 10, 12 episodes or maybe more, and they're all downloadable at the same time on Netflix or Amazon or whatever. So you sit there like a bump on a log for hours at a time, and I think that's what the focus is here, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is becoming a very popular activity with Netflix and Amazon, and this might be dangerous to your brain and the rest of your body. And let's talk about how to avoid this. When we binge watch, we create this unhealthy environment, Doug, for the brain, because we're sitting for long periods of time, isolating ourselves from social activities, and we're eating large amounts of unhealthy food. So you can prevent the ill effects of binge watching if you make sure it does not prevent you from getting enough sleep, get your exercise, watch with friends. If you have snacks, make healthy choices.
How do you do that? How do you work that into your own life? Because you don't have time to binge watch.
Well, I would. I have a daughter who loves to binge watch Netflix, and yeah. I would be not totally forthright if I said I didn't once or twice get in there and binge watch.
What were you watching?
Big Bang Theory.
Really?
Or, Grey's Anatomy. I've been binge watching Grey's Anatomy. The very first season.
So that's a medical show. Is it well produced? Is it credible?
Grey's Anatomy is about as good as it gets.
Really?
You used to like Grey's Anatomy.
I did. I kind of lost interest in it.
I had not ever seen the first few seasons, and to be forthright, the first and second season I had the opportunity to watch, and I started binge watching it, and it's very enlightening.
Very enlightening.
How it all started. It was interesting to see how the series all began.
Funny to hear you talk about stuff like that, because it just isn't how I see you. Here's something that is impactful today about measles and how cases around the world have almost tripled in the past year. Health officials are concerned about this number of global reported cases up to 364,000 so far this year. Is this because of the anti-vaxxers or the Is this a good reason to focus on it? I mean, it sounds like an anti-vaxxer versus vaccine.
Well, let's bring this down to the personal level. It was this week. There was a very sad story of this Israeli flight attendant who contracted measles on a New York flight, died. Yeah. This lovely 43-year-old woman, very sad, spent 4 months in a coma and died this week. And just a horrible story. And with measles, you need a group extensive effect. You've got to get enough people immunized to take care of this. And if a large block does not get immunized, we all get at risk.
So what's the secret here? I mean, what do we...
Get vaccinated.
It is. That's the whole story.
Bottom line, simple.
Organization, the World Health Organization says less than 1 in 10 cases around the world are actually reported as well. So
just the lesson from this Israeli flight attendant is that we all need to get vaccinated. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. All right, here's the news for those of you who want to drink more coffee. We tend to go in and out of this. I think the last time we talked about coffee, I asked you how much you drank, because I've never seen you with a cup of coffee in your hand. But apparently drinking an extra cup of coffee or anything that has caffeine in it, excuse me, could affect you getting a migraine. Why would that be? What does caffeine do to the brain to cause it to have a migraine?
Well, you mean to cause it or to prevent it?
No, well, and this study suggests that if you have two cups of coffee, your fine third cup will cause you to have an extreme headache.
Yeah. Well, it does. Caffeine affects adenosine, which is a naturally occurring brain substance. And this level can affect the onset or offset of migraine headaches. So the key is moderation, not overdoing it. You want to keep the caffeine level under 400 milligrams a day, all of us. And I think that'll help.
Yeah. All right. So the risk, according to the study, rises depending on the number of servings that you increase, what your average is, what you consume most every day, and then if you add to it. And that seems to be...
And the problem is it depends where you get your serving from. And different servings have a wide range of caffeine.
You mean, well, you make it yourself or you buy it at Starbucks or donuts or something?
Exactly. And one serving at Starbucks could be more than 400 milligrams. One serving at home could be 80 milligrams of caffeine. So you have to... Not so much the servings.
See, that's an interesting perspective.
The servings. Watch the caffeine milligrams per day. Under 400 milligrams is the magic number to keep it safe. And caffeine and coffee can be a healthy substance. People who drink a few cups of coffee and keep it under 400 milligrams, there are many health benefits, and we've mentioned them over the years. Just watch the total caffeine intake per day, not so much the servings.
All right. Good advice from a man who knows, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen. The MyPillow benefit. I washed my MyPillows the other day in the washing machine and dried them because I thought it was time. I keep advising people to do that or telling people that when you buy anything from MyPillow, short of the mattress itself, you can wash them and dry them. I've had mine for a little over a year, and I thought, okay, time for me to wash them. I don't even know what the recommendation is, but I thought, well, now we were going through the house, cleaning up everything, so let's wash the pillows. So I did, and I found the pillows last night to be more responsive. So apparently, when you do wash them and dry them, it sort of repositions the filling, if you will, so that you can go back to having that same, because let's face it, no matter what the product is, after a year of use every day or every night, it's going to have a different, it's going to be different. So when you wash them, that's what really I discovered. You wash them and dry them, and they are back to the fullness and the firmness that you get when you first buy them new. That's one of the benefits, one of the many benefits of going to MyPillow.com, buying some MyPillow products and using them. Follow the directions. That's usually a pretty good way to get more success, more use out of something like a MyPillow. And now, the great discounts, the late summer discounts on all the MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. click on the radio listener specials, and use the code DJV and get things. For example, the body pillow usually costs you $89, and that's a bargain. With the promo code DJV, it's only $29. All these products have a 60-day money-back guarantee no matter what you're buying on MyPillow.com. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use the promo code DJV, 50, 60, 65% off. In the case of the body pillow, from $89 to $29, that's a savings of $60. That's very significant. And you get it with the DJV promo, all the great specials you get with the DJV promo at MyPillow.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
All right, so here we have this focus on stem cells and whether the use of, there are a lot of supplements around today, Ken, that focus on the research is being done on whether you can inject stem cells into certain parts of your body and rejuvenate. Or you got a problem with an achy foot or an ankle or something like that. Some people say have the stem cells. What do? They take them out of your body and your blood, or they take them out of your bones. Where do you get the stem cells that could be used to rejuvenate?
Right. Stem cells are cells that can differentiate into other types of cells and can also divide in self-renewal to produce more of the same type of stem cells. And, you get them out of, often in the bone marrow, and this is a great area of research. You know, in your mind, the dream of being able from a single cell to build new organs, you know, just to stimulate what happens in the embryos, embryogenesis. And I think that there is potential here, but this is research, and stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more to be done. I think some
great
of this
promise
researched offshore on a lot of these research ships that float around in international waters. You never hear about it until some big discovery is done. I think stem cells are, you're right, a lot of promise for the future. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Time, doctor, the doctor present and accounted for on duty at the moment is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who studiously goes through all the health journals every week and includes in his conversation and comments here for us an overview, kind of an interpretation, if you will, of some of the things. And oftentimes there's a hook between one or more because of events that are going on, things that are being studied, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe, Ken, that's how we put these stories about depression together here. And we'll maybe start with a focus on exercise and what it does for people who have depression. This, I almost think this is a no-brainer, but you're going to help us understand the whys and the wherefores.
Well, this is now based on good scientific proof. The bottom line, Doug, is that exercise is an effective medicine against depression in most cases. However, many programs dedicated to treating depression do not include exercise in their list of recommendations. Typically, specialists will recommend antidepressant drugs and psychotherapy for managing clinical depression, but physical activity as a lifestyle adjustment could boost the effectiveness of therapy.
Do you think that would be, even in the form of things like people who are now so attached to those step things in their watches that they get in 10,000 steps a day or 12 or whatever it is, that activity alone, would that help people from becoming depressed? Or if you are depressed, do you think that lets some of the steam off?
Absolutely. I think just getting out and moving and getting activity, getting out in nature, getting out with people, all of that helps depression.
So then there's another story that's sort of related to this that specifically zeroes in on physical fitness and its impact on those who may or may, is it maybe even if you're physically active, you prevent yourself from becoming depressed. Is that a way?
Interestingly, in the medical journals this week, there's another article about not only treating, but prevention. And this extends depression to anxiety. This is in the Journal of Affective Disorders this week, that depression and anxiety, Doug, not only reduce overall well-being and life satisfaction, but they also increase the risk of cardiovascular disease and increase mortality risk. So these can be very serious issues. And the news this week is that improving physical fitness can lower the risk of getting depression or anxiety. So just get out there and do some activity you enjoy.
Have you ever felt like you were depressed?
Have I? I exercise. I identify with these studies because I exercise.
So I ask you because I know you. I know you well enough to know that that's kind of.
I was asking myself the same question when I was reviewing these articles, and I really think for myself, exercising on a regular basis has really helped me to avoid a lot of this.
Well, there are things that go on in one's personal life that will bring on depression. But I would think also your profession, you're a cardiologist. You see people who are usually in need, and maybe you can't help them all the time. And that is, I know you, that's part of the thing of this. I know you that well to know how the people who come to you for treatment or who need help and you can't give it to them, how that has to affect you mentally. I know it does.
It does, but the nice thing in cardiology is that we accept at the end of life we can help a lot of people. And one of the things that I've really dedicated myself more recently professionally is to prevention. And I'm dealing with so many 40 to 60-year-old folks these days, and I'm extending their lives a decade with a few sessions.
You should be proud of yourself for that. Dr. Ken here. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.